Ugrid.
Radha Damodara Priyashta Radhika Varshabhanavi Shumashta Valavi Vrinda Dami Lotham Shamalika Krishna Priya Vrimukta Bandarva Lalita Shaki Vishaka Shaka Shakini Harirat Vringa Manjari. Yeah, when Shukadev Goswami described the pastime of Mother Yashoda looking into Krishna's mouth and how he saw the universe, which was Brahmandagat, Brahmanda Kaliti Bhagavan, he saw Brahmanda in his mouth. But then it describes that afterwards the Lord expanded his internal potency and she just thought of him as her son. And so Parikshit Maharaj then asked that how's it possible that Mother Yashoda, what kind of devotional activity did she perform to get the Supreme Personality of Godhead as her son? Anyway, in short, Shukadeva Goswami answered that she didn't perform any sadhana. They're always, it's an eternal relationship. And the story of Drona and Dara is actually the celestial expansions of Nanda and Mother Yashoda who merged into Yashoda and Nanda. But when Drona and Dara were asking Lord Brahma for benediction, which also Acharya say that that's just a pretense because Brahma can't give a benediction for prema because he doesn't have that prema. Then they said that we want the Supreme Lord as our children, as our son, so that when people hear of the childhood pastimes, they'll become free from all material miseries and they'll attain the kind of devotional service of the Brijbasis. And then he, in order to cite that example of how, then he says that, and so they took birth, and so they came here to Vrindavan, and then Krishna took birth from Mother Yashoda and exhibited his childhood pastimes. And then he tells this story as one that they say is very famous. It was already told before Krishna's appearance. It was a long Purana, well-known repeated pastime. And up until now, Krishna had experienced Mother Yashoda's love, and of the two, Mother Yashoda is the greater of the two between Nanda Maharaj and Mother Yashoda. But Krishna arranged this particular leela because it wasn't enough for him just to feel his mother's love. He wanted to actually be bound by it. He wanted to feel it all around his body, encompass his whole body, even though she would put her arms around him, but then she would let go. But here Krishna wanted to feel what it was like to be tied down by Mother Yashoda's love. So then he Yogamaya orchestrated this leela, and I think the house is, there's Chaurasikamba is downstairs, and then there's a flight of stairs that goes up in Mother Yashoda's, and then there's the rest of the palace upstairs, and Mother Yashoda's apartments are upstairs, and she has a bedroom, and a big and a bedroom, and then there's a big sitting room, and from the sitting room it goes down to Chaurasikamba, and then there's a kitchen, and behind the kitchen is the storeroom, and outside kitchen and bedroom is a big veranda like you see there. And it was outside the kitchen so that she could look into the bedroom is where she started to actually churn butter. And that was on Deepavali day. So everyone was gone. And Krishna took the opportunity of this day, because he knew and Rohini had taken Balaram, they went to Sahara, to Upananda's place, which is far away. And the reason he took this day is because if Balaram was here, if Rohini was here, if any of the other, even any of the maids were here, then they wouldn't let Yashoda tie up Krishna. So that there was no one else around, and because there was no one to help, the Mother Yashoda was the one who was churning the butter. And then you know the story, how she churned, and then Krishna was sleeping all that time, and then he woke up. And then he wanted to drink the breast milk, and while he was doing that, then the milk started to boil over. So she put him down. And there's a lot made about why would Mother Yashoda put Krishna down for some milk? And the acharyas are explaining that because the milk was also service to Krishna. Therefore, for Mother Yashoda and for devotees, service to Krishna is more important than Krishna. So pleasing Krishna by service to him, and therefore she was faultless. It was reason that she put Krishna down. And then Krishna came and broke the pot. And there are many things that many versions of the pot. He broke the pot with a stone. Some say broke the pot with a stick. Some say broke the pot with the actual churning stick. And Kavi Karnapur says, and on top of it all, when it broke and opened up, it was empty. So Krishna was very angry. And then while she was in the kitchen, he went by her, snuck by her, and went into the storeroom. And in the storeroom, he got down things, and he started to eat. And then when he recognized that she, in the meantime, of course, all this just took seconds for her to take the milk off. But time expanded, which gave Krishna the opportunity to go to the storeroom, take down pots, eat yogurt and ghee and other things that were there. And then he took one pot and ran out. And his footprints were all over the floor. And he ran out. And then he came, and then there's another set of stairs that goes down to what was over there where the Goshala is, where there's a garden. That was the inner garden. And there he started feeding the monkeys. So the Mother Yashoda came, and she followed the footprints, and she came to catch Krishna, and she was running after him. And while she was running after him, she was calling him all kinds of names and telling him to stop. And he said, no, I won't stop until you put down the stick. And he says, how will I know you'll stop? Says, I promise, but you're a liar and a cheater. He says, no, I'm not. And we finally, Krishna went distance and he says, please, mother, please put down the stick. So then she put down the stick. And then she allowed him to catch her. And he was on this mortar. He was sitting on top. And the mortar was turned upside down. Yeah. The mortar's big. It's like that. And it was upside down. And so that birds wouldn't poo in it, because they use that to grind spices. And it was upside down, so he sat on that. And then Mother says, I've got to clean up over there. We have to make arrangements for Diwali and so on. So she took the rope out of her hair that tied her braid, and she tried to put it around Krishna's waist, and it was short. And then different gopis started to come, and she was telling them, give me your hair braid, a rope, and tied them together, and then more rope, and the rope always just continued to be 2 fingers short. Couldn't tie it. And everyone was laughing, thinking look how magical your son is. This is a waste of time. You're never going to get anywhere with this effort. But Mother Yashoda was very determined. And she said, no, he has to learn. He has to know what the consequences of bad behavior are. So then she was laboring, and all the flowers were falling from her hair. So finally Krishna allowed her to tie. Then she got tied over there. And from over there, up in the hill, in the courtyard, then she went in, and all the ladies went in. So only a few cowherd boys, young boys, were there. And then Krishna thought he would do some more mischief, so he started to pull the mortar. And he was tied to the mortar, and he pulled the mortar. And here there must be 2 Yama Arjun trees. He should ask someone there. And you know the story of those trees. So this mortar caught sideways, got stuck between the trees. Krishna pulled them down, and then they got prema bhakti, those trees, and they went back again to the heavenly planets with their prema bhakti, Nala Kuvera and Manigriva, and their story was there. And when Krishna saw the trees, and then he remembered Narada's curse. And Narada's blessing that he gave them, that you stand here for 10,000 years, you stand here in Vrindavan, and they used to watch the Brijvasis, and they were watching Krishna, and then because they had full consciousness. And after 10,000 years, the Supreme Lord will liberate you. So when Nala Kuvera Manigriva came out, then Krishna told them, he said, actually, I have nothing to do with people like you. He says, the only reason you're seeing me is because Narada gave you the blessing, and because Narada blessed you that you would give prema, I'm giving it to you. Otherwise, there's nothing that you've done to deserve it. Even living here in Vrindavan, you don't get prema just from being a tree in Vrindavan. But he said, just by seeing a devotee like Narada, then your life becomes a success. So then they went back. And then finally, when the trees fell, then everyone heard it. And Nanda Maharaj, he'd also gone to, he took Rohini. And in the meantime, the others went to Bhatrur, and they did the preliminaries for the Indra Yajna over there, which later on transforms into the Govardhan pastime some years later. And that was Sunanda went there. And then, but when they heard the breaking of the trees, then immediately thought something bad has happened and they came back. So Rohini went into the palace. When they arrived up at the palace, and Nanda, and because everyone was down here, all the villagers were down here, Nanda and Balaram came down. And Mother Yashoda had also come down by then, but she wouldn't come close to Krishna. And Nanda Maharaj said, "My son, who's done this evil thing to you? Who has tied you?" And Krishna looked to see that Yashoda was there, and he said, "It's my mother." "It was my mother." And Nanda Maharaj said, "No, your mother couldn't do such a thing to you." He says, "Yes." And the cowherd boy says, "Yes, we saw." Nanda Maharaj didn't say, he looked out of the corner of his eye, he saw that she was there and wouldn't say anything. And then he untied. No one else could untie. If Mother Yashoda ties, then the only person who can untie Krishna is Nanda Maharaj. So then Nanda Maharaj untied, and they went down to the Jamuna, and they bathed, and they gave gifts to the brahmanas to free Krishna from omen, and they went back. And Mother Yashoda went back into her rooms. She wouldn't come out. And for 3 days, she stayed there. She was ashamed to come before Nanda Maharaj, and Krishna refused to see her. So finally Nanda Maharaj thought, "I have to break Krishna's man somehow." And on the third day, when they were about to sit down for supper, then Nanda Maharaj told Krishna, "You know, I think that your mother really deserves serious punishment. And I'm thinking that we should beat her." And when Krishna heard that, then he said, "No, you can't." And he held Nanda Maharaj's hand. Didn't have anything. She was in the bedroom. They were in the dining room. He says, "No, no, you can't do that." He says, "Son, just give me the word and I'll beat her." And then when Krishna heard that, then he just started running to his mother, crying to his mother, and came running in the room. And so then they were united. And then after a while, Rohini told Yashoda, "Now you come and you serve supper." And so Yashoda finally came out, and Nanda Maharaj never said anything to her. He never reproached her. He knew that what had happened to Krishna was more than enough punishment for her. And then since that time, all the cowherd women would call Krishna Damodar, one who was tied, Tama Udara, who was tied at the waist, with this rope. So that Krishna's prema bhakti vibrated through that rope into this utkal. And now that this Baba is here, we can find out what that other stone is. And this is a deity of Mother Yashoda over there. Let's see what they say. Anyway, this is a wonderful place, unchanged since the 20 years I was here. Jai Shri Radha Damodar Ki Jai. Yeah.